Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Throughout the ages of our long exile, Am Yisrael tried to break out of the bondage of the robotics, of technicalities of Kiyum HaMitzvahs, and to transcend to a deeper understanding of the mitzvahs, being as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Miloshen Tzavse, a loshen of bounding with Hashem. In the words of the Zohar, the mitzvahs are Taryag Itin, Taryag Eitzes, guidance, how to bound with Hashem. The great Ravid Bala Sogis, who wrote the Hasogis on the Rambam, who was also a great Kabbalist, and knew all the intricate secrets of the Torah, how every mitzvah is really eternal computer programming, embedding into our neshamas receptors that could bond with Hashem forever and ever. And that same Ravid requested from Ibn Tibbon to translate the Chovos HaLevavos from Arabic to Hebrew, so as to be able to have that emotional understanding of bonding with Hashem on the level of Musar and philosophy combined with the Kabbalistic understanding of what mitzvahs do. And the Chassam Sofer in Tshuvas Ohr HaChaim Simekuf Tzadik Zayin, in his letter to the Yismach Moshe, his understanding that the Baal Shem Tov in his Hasidic movement was trying also to help people break out of the monotonous, robotic Kiyum Torah v'mitzvahs and allow everybody to break out into his own self-expressed way of doing Torah mitzvahs. Of course, within the confines of halacha, but allowing himself to express his ahava v'yira, adding his taste into the Torah mitzvah, similar to a tzaddik like the Yisayid V'Shoyer Shoah Avodah, who allowed his own expression into Torah mitzvahs. And that's why the Chassam Sofer says, having thousands join one Hasidic movement defies the whole reason behind Hasidus. But the last year of Svasemis and Parashas Ekev, V'hoya Ekev Tishmon, the Svasemis has a focus that sometimes when we're Be'ikvis of the Mashiach, the last generation, the Ekev, the heel, and we don't understand the deep secrets, and we actually do the robotics because this is how Hashem commanded us and we're Mevatel ourselves, that could also be tremendous and in a certain sense a greater Mesiras Nefesh, because we don't have that deep understanding and that joy of knowing the greatness of every act, and we do it anyway because Hashem commanded so. In a certain sense, as far as bittul to Hashem, that's even greater. As the Tzemach Tzedek once told the Chassid who was complaining that he hates to learn Torah, he doesn't understand it, it's terribly hard for him to learn, he doesn't enjoy it. So the Tzemach Tzedek tells him, and what should I do that I actually enjoy it? I'm just doing it because I really enjoy it. It's a struggle for me to actually do it, L'shem Shemayim. For you, it's so easy.
Kol HaLashon.
You don't enjoy it. There's nothing pulling you to learn. So every time you open a Gemara, you're doing it just for Hashem. Chassam Sofer says that inasmuch as Rashi says that chukim, the laws that have no meaning in the physical realm, and the nations laugh, how could this be a true mitzvah? It has no usage in this physical world. And the reality is that the greatest bittul to Hashem is doing something that has no meaning other than the fact that Hashem said so and we're doing His will, as Rashi explains, the greatness of chukim. And since, of course, we understand that the Chacham, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, wouldn't tell us to do purposeless and not useful things, and not meaningful things. The chukim obviously tell us the message ingrained in all the mitzvahs that it's not about this world. It's because Hashem connected us remotely to be able to program our eternity through Torah and mitzvahs. And it's not what's seen down here. It's what's programmed for eternity. And in the chukim, since they have no meaning down here, it's only about the eternal programming accomplished through the chukim. And that tells us that every single mitzvah, as the Chassam Sofer says, there are so many components to a mitzvah. The Rambam says, even if I could explain the general mitzvah to you, but I can't explain the myriad details of a mitzvah, because the myriad details embedded into each seicheldige mitzvah are also chukim. Because the mitzvahs are really eternal code that we program, and Hashem allows us to program these eternal codes, and that's the real meaning of the mitzvah. Because Vayitzer Hashem Elikim is with two yuds, it's a yetzirah lo'olam hazeh, which transcends and transforms into a yetzirah lo'olam habo. It's going to take on a new spiritual dimension, and a new spiritual body by Tchiyas HaMeisim will be what will experience Hashem in that bond through Torah and Mitzvahs. And yet, this test historically attacked Klal Yisrael when liberalism and civil rights to all and the acceptance of all humanity as one large universal family and basically doing away with religion, and the most religion was seen as an affiliation but not as a real religious belief. And therefore, if all humanity is one large happy family and we accept all and all could intermarry together, and they looked at the archaic separations between different religions and between different nations as a form of insanity. And the utopia was, if all mankind could embrace each other, hatred, wars would cease. Here and there, paradoxical ideas crept up when the democracy of the United States was allowing slavery in such harsh conditions of kidnapping and all kinds of terrible things that went on during the time of slavery. The nations of the world, one of the seven mitzvahs is theft, and kidnapping is a lot worse because the Ten Commandments, Aseres Adibris, Leisignoi, refers to kidnapping. So if somebody sells himself as a slave, that's permissible according to the Torah, but kidnapping is a different story. And this utopia of equal rights to all and accepting Jews into the colleges and universities and even into marriage became a lure that millions could not withstand. Finally, the exile is over. We are Germans, like all Germans. We are French. We are British. Western Europe was completely consumed by this utopia. And in this arena is where Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch had to introduce his unbelievable writings and speeches of German Orthodoxy. In hindsight, it brings the cynical laughter at the utopia, World War I, World War II, communism, all the horrors, the worst horrors of history, once Hashem was removed from the picture. Instead of religious divides, nationalism, and we're the greatest nation, and everybody else is nothing, and all kinds of other terrible things descended upon Europe and upon mankind. But as in every utopia, it's like narcotics. There's no one to talk to. And Rabbi Hirsch had a very hard battle in front of him, which on an unbelievable level, he succeeded to a large percent in what he created, the orthodoxy of Germany at that time. His 19 letters is a window into the minds of the youth at that time, and how the young man, Binyamin, is asking Naftali, the rabbi, that he's terrified to get married and bring children into this Jewish religion. Everybody else in the world is approaching the new liberal utopia of happiness. Finally, mankind will be happy. And the Jews are still in the trenches of the old separationalist religion that guarantees us misery forever, instead of joining the new utopia, the new family of nations, remaining apart, ensuring persecution and misery. One of the central themes of Rabbi Hirsch was that in the course of exile, Klal Yisrael held on to the robotics of the mitzvahs to actually mechanically do the mitzvahs, and somehow lost the symbolic meaning of every mitzvah, the deep philosophical underpinnings of every mitzvah. And therefore you don't see the tremendous worldview. And he will return the deep philosophical underpinnings and worldview, and you'll see the beauty and the relevance of every single mitzvah. And as the Sfas says many times in Parashas Ekev, that the mitzvahs talk to the one that does the mitzvah. The Torah that's embedded in the mitzvahs is reawakened when we do the mitzvah. And yishma le mitzvah isecha, listen when you're doing the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is going to convey to you new ideas and new approaches how to live as a yid b'chol doy v'doy. The Torah is talking to us in every generation, giving us new ideas, repackaging the old as kankan chodosh mole yoshon. To be able to live in every generation throughout the exile. And sometimes the Torah needs to highlight Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch's perspective. And that's not a new Torah. It's the Torah speaking in Western Europe, as it always keeps on speaking different generations what needs to be heard from the words of the Torah themselves. The 19 letters is a must read. There's one letter where he attacks the Rambam very sharply because he held that Moshe Mendelssohn based himself a lot on the teachings of the Rambam, the philosophical teachings of Moreh Nevuchim, where it could have been misunderstood that if you could get the philosophy of the mitzvah, you don't have to actually keep the mitzvah. And the Chazanish was concerned that a person reading that would chas v'shalom lose his chashivas to the Rambam. So proceed with caution on that letter. I believe it's the 18th letter. But the Sefer itself is a fascinating read.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.